we're getting ready for Christmas. Merry Time Christmas is tomorrow here in Marine City. We're at the Mariner Theater, and got all kinds of things going on all day long tomorrow, including shopping, of course. You can get your goodie bags when you get here. The first 500 people that go to the Lazy Llama will get one of those goodie bags. We have the owners of the Lazy Llama with us right now, Diane Street and Wendy Callahan. Good morning.
Good morning.
I ask you this every time that I have you on, and people must come into your store and say, why do you call it the Lazy Llama? Do you get that question a lot?
Quite a bit, yeah.
You want to give us the short answer for that?
You know, there was a song, If I Had $1 Million, quite a few years back, and there's a line in there about buying emus, and Diane always said, you know, I'd never buy emus, I'd buy llamas.
There you go.
And we'd name them Lucy and Lester, and the whole llama thing has just always kind of stuck with us.
So. There you go. Yeah. And it's, how long has the Lazy Llama been open now?
It'll be 3 years this March.
3 years.
Yeah.
Fantastic. What has this town been like in that 3 years?
Well, I think, you know, the town was definitely growing, mm-hmm, and booming when we came in, and I think right now what's happened is that we've continued to grow, but as the town has, mm-hmm, continued to grow and just get more people know about Marine City now. I mean, I think it's just, you know, we're the name Marine City and what's in Marine City has been, you know, moving east,
mm-hmm,
you know, so. You know, we hear people that will talk about other towns. They'll mention towns, and they say, oh, yeah, that's up by Marine City. You know, instead of now, it's, you know, mentioning another town and,
yeah,
saying, okay, and mentioning Marine City and saying, okay, yeah, that's up by, you know, Port Huron or,
right,
something like that. So,
yeah,
we've become a little bit, Marine City's become, I think, a destination now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's always fun to hear where people are from and how they found out about Marine,
oh,
City,
yeah,
isn't it?
You, oh, know? Yeah, and we get them from... You would be surprised how far they come from. Fenton, or,
like,
you know, up north. Or,
yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do they find out about Marine City?
I think a lot of it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
But, you know, another thing, too, is that all the businesses use social media. And, you know, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I think, and friends share.
Yeah.
You know, and so it goes out. And, you know, like, here's a perfect example, too, of what happened. We have a friend of ours who lives out in Rochester. She was dropping her daughter off at school, and a lady was walking in with, and she was using one of our bags, the Lazy Llama shopping bags,
yeah,
you know, as a little carry bag. And so, you know, that kind of stuff, it just gets out. The name just gets out, and so I think the businesses are doing a good job of getting,
yeah,
the name out.
And so people see that Lazy Llama bag, and they say, well, that's a great name for a store. What do you have at the Lazy Llama? And and so how do you describe the store?
We carry a lot of home accessories and gifts. We have artificial flowers that we do real well with. We have candles. We have clocks. We have mirrors. We, you know, from the little things in your home to the bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
And we
furniture.
Hope, yeah, furniture. We hope to expand on that this year. We're going to add another buying trip to our list this year. So we normally do 2 trips a year, and this year we're going to do 3.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I think that's going to, you know, that shows the growth,
mm-hmm,
and how far we've come that we're able to do that.
There's been so much focus in recent years on shopping local, on supporting local businesses. And I think that's important for a couple of reasons. One is, you know, that's the backbone of our economy, small business.
Mm-hmm.
But you also find unique things in small businesses and small shops that you can't find in other places. In fact, it's funny, you'll go to a big box retailer and they almost try to recreate those, you know, things that you can find in an eclectic shop like yours.
Well, and the other side of that is we'll go to a show and we'll see an item and I'll ask the rep there, do you sell to big box? And they say yes. On that item, we might shy away from that.
Right. Yeah.
If we go to another small business in that same show and there's just the little guy there does a candle and we say, do you do a big box? They say no. Well, we'll take it.
Right, because you've got something unique.
Yeah, we
then
try not to get things that are just saturated,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that you see everywhere.
Yeah. What's in the goodie bags? That's what I want to know tomorrow. Or is that a secret?
We've had the businesses who were sponsors,
mm-hmm,
for Maritime Day or Maritime Christmas,
mm-hmm,
they had the opportunity to put, you know, whether it's just a business card,
mm-hmm,
a coupon, something to bring somebody back for a raffle, for, you know, kids eat free, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So there's different, I would, oh God, what, I mean.
There's quite a 20, few in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can't even get, because yeah. we stuffed them in our, the other day,
right.
But I can't even remember how many okay. different things we stuffed. But yeah, there's little pieces of candy and that
cool.
kind of thing. Yeah.
All right, first 500 people at the Lazy Llama tomorrow.
First 500 people.
Yeah, a lot of good giveaways yeah. in that bag, coupons yeah. and raffles.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be busy these next few weeks, aren't yeah. you?
We hope so.
Yeah.
We sure hope so.
We've been very busy.
This is what we work for.
Yeah. We've been very busy the last couple of weeks, and we know it's going to keep growing.
Well, you know, an event like this is great to bring people to Marine City because they come here for an event. But then they look around and say, we should come back again next week or in a couple mm-hmm. weeks, or we
yeah.
should come back in the summer. And it's that repeat business that's
yeah,
important.
Yeah, for anyone
it?
That's never been to Maritime Days, this is Maritime Christmas, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is a perfect opportunity to come see what this town is all about, because you are going to walk into a Hallmark movie, I promise you.
it really is. It's got that sort of Bedford Falls, you know, It's a Wonderful Life sort of feeling. And I wish we could have a little snow tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be a little bit of rain, but you know, maybe if we all, you know, cross our fingers and say our prayers, maybe we'll get a little colder weather and get a little bit of snow. Huh?
Yeah, it is a Hallmark movie, so it could happen.
There you go. That's right.
You never
just
know.
Yeah.
Cue
the
always,
snow.
It always snows at the end of a Hallmark movie,
and there might be bells.
Lazy Llama, what are your regular hours?
We're open every day from 10 until 6, and on Sundays from 11 till 5.
All right, fantastic. Thanks so much, Diane.
Thanks for having us.
Wendy, and happy, merry time Christmas.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. We're at the Mariner Theater in Marine City, 8:46, back with more in just a moment on WPHM.